Hi, I'm Bunny.
And I'm David.
And this is our podcast,
where we talk about anything we want,
and nothing you say,
and nothing you say,
and nothing you say,
and nothing you say matters.
Nothing.
All right, what's up, guys? So I thought I would give y'all my morning routine because y'all... Is something wrong? My followers have been asking for morning routine. Anyways, every morning I wake up at 5 a.m. and I get that morning pump, get that morning grind.
You know. You know.
You fucking
look.
You look.
Jesus Christ. Fully dying with smoker's lung.
Yeah.
You're lying.
Hello, nothings.
What's up?
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to Nothing You Say Matters.
Yes.
Oh my God, I feel so weird.
Work.
We're standing.
Work. Oh, we're standing.
We're standing.
Located in scenic Timmy's
standing
bathroom.
On the mountains. I don't know.
Wait,
yeah.
Yeah, this is, there are songs about standing, but I can't think of any
yeah.
right now.
Standing on the... I don't know. It's like very
and
hymnally.
And I will stand up next to you and defend the shield today. Then
something about America and guns and Republicans. God bless the USA.
After
that's what country
together,
music singer males sound like. Hey, yeah.
Keith Urban sounds like an angel.
What planet are you from, fucko?
I don't know. I just think it's pretty. It's really nice to be standing.
Bonnie, how are you?
I'm doing great, actually. I'm super pumped about today's episode. I just got my hair did. I'm feeling very, like, manifested.
Manifesto.
Manifesto.
We're a little farther apart than usual.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to be that close to you anyway.
We're separating. The podcast.
The podcast is dying.
No,
how
it's just
you?
Beginning, fuckos. David's okay. David is like insane. David
yeah.
is literally just finished almost 41 hours of work
yeah.
and then jumped into doing this podcast.
Yeah.
And I've been going since 7:30 this fucking morning since I rolled out of bed.
That's true.
I haven't showered. I haven't cleaned my room. Fucking, I can't.
You're doing great, sweetie.
I'm not doing great.
David's been awake actually like every day before I leave the house, and that's kind of weird. Or I see them like the last couple of days before I leave the house.
I'm always awake when Bunny leaves the house, but...
But I usually don't see
you. I usually am still in bed like watching TikToks or like fucking like snoozing.
Living your best life as I'm throwing my body out into the cold to go sit in the office so I don't have to talk to any other people who say that they need us there.
Yeah,
fuck
but that's
people.
Almost done for you. So shut your mouth.
Very close.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth in two pieces.
Shut up and drive.
Well, this week, our dear friends, we are bringing you The Barefoot Bunny
featuring
David, part two.
Yeah!
The holiday edition. This is so insane standing. I feel
like
a different person. Maybe we just start standing. Is this how we're going to do our podcast from now on? We'll just like
standing
pull
in the kitchen.
These up. You know what I mean?
Just straight up. I like it.
So this week, Bunny again is making things because they are the Barefoot Bunny.
Yeah.
We're baking some sweet potato pie
yeah.
from Bunny's mom's recipe.
Yeah. My mom sent me this recipe a couple years ago. I think like 2015 maybe. And so I only have it in my email, and that's the only place that I keep it. And so every time I want to make this pie, I have to bring up the email.
I hope the internet doesn't fall apart. You have to fucking remember how to do this.
Oh, you're right. But yeah, I'm super excited. I make this pie every year.
Work. Well, before we get into The Barefoot Bunny featuring David, we're going to talk about queer news.
Queer news.
Queer. News.
Queer.
What's queer this week, bitch?
This week, I discovered that New York is about to join the list of states that I'd like to have a gender non-conforming, gender non-binary marking on your license. It's actually set to go into effect like late 2021, but right now, the states that do allow you to put this on your license are Minnesota, Maine, Oregon, California, Washington, and the District of Columbia. So you can have M for male, F for female, or X for literally anything else.
For everything else.
It's lit.
For deities above male and female.
Yeah, we're above the law.
We're above it all.
Yeah. What's weird? Tell me something
so,
weird.
So, the saying, you are what you eat, may soon become a lot more literal.
Oh, am I going to become an ass?
Yeah, what?
Am I going to become an ass?
No. no.
Too late.
A DIY kit is in the works for growing steaks made out of human cells.
Steaks?
Steaks.
Like
made from
meat
human,
steaks?
Like meat steaks made from human cells.
No.
It's a design and has been recently nominated for Design of the Year by the Design Museum in London. It's named Ouroboros Steak after the circular symbol of a snake eating its tail first. So the kit would come with everything that someone needs to use to mature their cells to miniature human steak meat steaks. So some people think that cannibalism is eating oneself is cannibalism, which is this is technically not.
Isn't that auto cannibalism?
It's like auto cannibalism, but it's not like, but that's fine, I guess. Apparently, but
so it's
there
fully,
wasn't any more information on it, obviously, because it's just one of those stupid little websites. But yep, the
so
future
it's fully
is
cannibalism because that was my thought. I was like, is this not cannibalism?
But I mean, no. It's a type of cannibalism. So, would you do it? I mean, you're obsessed with the Ouroboros.
I do like the Ouroboros, but I don't know that I'm obsessed with it enough to like eat myself. Also, what a
eat
me steak
paninis eat. Paninis.
I hate you. Would eating myself even taste good though? Like, would I taste good as a steak? That's my only question. If I tasted good as a steak and I didn't have to like die for it, I would consider it.
I would 100% assume that you would taste chewy. If someone made a steak out of you right now without grooving this little like kit of growing your cells, I think that you would be very chewy.
That's not good, especially for a steak.
Well, right. You never exercise. You never drink water. You never sleep. So, like, you only eat chicken nuggets and rice.
You try to make me into a steak and I just turn into dust.
The amount of tequila that's going through your veins is unhealthy.
You might not be able to chew me, but you could probably smoke me.
You could probably blend you up and drink it.
Or snort me. Oh, my God. Make me into a smoothie.
A bunny Rita.
When I... Yes. And it's, like, mildly brown, like a chocolate flavor, but it doesn't taste like chocolate. It tastes
mildly
like honey
brown?
Mustard. Yeah.
A honey mustard flavored margarita.
Honey mustard chicken nuggets and tequila. That would be the flavor of my milkshake.
All right, this is what we're drinking this week. It's Save Me San Francisco Wine Company, which is literally very appropriate to this conversation. Love it. We've drank this before on the podcast.
We
it's
have,
fine.
It's very nice. I like it.
But it's inspired by driving through historic Highway 37 on the way to wine country.
I thought you said driving through a store.
No. Historic. This intense, full-bodied Cabernet Sauvignon has a rich flavor of ripe cherry blackberry that's balanced with soft tannins.
Soft.
It's in a very weird cursive. And a long, lingering finish. Enjoy this wine with anything from the grill or all on its own. Oh. Cheers. Patent Train.
I only say, like, weird words out of the sentence that you're saying.
I know, but it was just... It was fun.
Is that their name, Patent Train?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a 2018. I really like it. This is one of my favorite wines.
Actually, yeah.
It's actually really cheap. Good. It's like $8, $9 to $9, I think.
Come on.
It's good. It's a tasty one.
Bargain.
So I suppose.
Bargain.
Energy. So I guess we're going to just start baking this pie, motherfuckers. And Bunny, Barefoot Bunny. Take it away.
Okay, hi guys, welcome back to my channel. So today we're gonna be making my mom's sweet potato pie.
Oh my god, you don't have any followers.
And so what really inspired me to make this pie is one time I went on a walk out in nature and I was like, wow, have you guys ever been outside? And I was like, you know what, people should experience what being outside is like. And since we're currently in COVID and it's like in a lockdown, I really thought I'd bring the outside to you inside where we should be.
What else inspired you? My son, his name was Talvin, And you know, I brought him to this daycare center, and then I had this, you know, we would go there every day, and then one day I just smelled something, and then it inspired me to do something else, and then I found this recipe.
It inspired me to learn how to read, and then I discovered that I could also write, and that's how I decided I could bake a pie.
And that's why I'm writing this blog post to you that took me 16 hours to write, because I'm being extra. And
so if I had you're looking a word for the recipe, count just make sure to skip down, and then you skip down like two paragraphs, and just like, yeah, my favorite song is by Taylor Swift, and I just can't tell you guys enough about it.
Trauma, anyway. Trauma. to get to so the fully, point. Obviously, we're making fun of all of those online recipes.
Yeah, but we're gonna get to the point now, so we're actually gonna start making the sweet potato pie. We pre-cooked sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes have been pre-cooked.
I forgot what I was talking about. So. Peel them, cube them,
throw boil them, in a pot, them rip their skin off,
rip their skin
dunk
off.
Them in a vat of boiling water.
Yes, torture those bitches.
Smush them until they are unrecognizable.
Yes, this recipe actually asks you to use an electric mixer to cream them, so it's very smooth and no lumpy pie. The first couple times I made this, I did not use an electric mixer because I did not have one, and it turns out fine, so don't even worry about it.
Right.
Preheat your oven to 350, and we're going to combine 2 cups of sweet potatoes that are creamed with 1 cup of sugar, 1/2 stick of butter, 2 eggs, vanilla, salt, and some spices. And I'm just going to do that in a bowl. What did I say?
Read your recipe, girl.
Yeah, girl. It's weird to like do it and to like also be like recording stuff, you know?
It is.
So
just do one at a time. What are you adding now? Your sugar?
Adding 1 cup of sugar.
Sugar. Butter. Sweet potatoes. Flour.
Eggs. adding our 2 eggs.
You add 2 whole eggs?
Yeah.
You don't whisk them up or anything?
It all gets mixed together.
Ooh, daddy. I don't know why I fucking said that.
Tuesday, let me up. Oh, no.
Did you get some shells in there? We're having some technical difficulties. No, just kidding.
No, I just hate touching things. Butter, which is actually in the microwave softening. Ooh. I microwaved 1 cup of butter or 1 cup of water for like 2 minutes, and if you switch it out with like your butter on a thing and you just leave it in there, it'll soften, and you don't have to microwave it. Trick that I learned from the Google. Thanks, internet.
Did you know that we are older than Google?
Oh my fucking god, who sent that to me?
I can't remember, but
it was either you or it was Pollock, but somebody fucking sent it to me, and I was
just
like,
a reminder,
I've never been so upset.
Google is only like 22 years old.
Yeah, we're almost 30. I mean, you're in your 30s now.
Shut your fucking whore mouth. Whoops. I'm trying to be like so young. Oh my god. What are you adding now?
We're adding 1 tablespoon of bourbon, because you can actually use 1 or 2 tablespoons of bourbon or 1 teaspoon of vanilla.
Ooh.
Depending on what you have on hand. I'm actually going to use bourbon and vanilla.
Just for fun.
So 1 tablespoon of bourbon, just a little dash of vanilla, just to be fun.
Sure.
Just a little something. 1/4 teaspoon of salt. That's 1/2 teaspoon. Did I grab the 4th?
No, fill it up halfway.
But I specifically grabbed the 4th one. And now I can't find it.
Such is your life.
My life is falling apart.
Oh, God. I've always hated my measuring spoons. Like, Bunny's using my measuring spoons. And, like, I've always hated mine. What? We have the same ones?
Well, like, the little ones we have, I think these are mine. But, like, you have the nice big ones. Like, the big round ones for, like, cups.
No, I have both. I have the red IKEA ones, and I have, like, my grandma's old ones. Excuse me while I have to, like, help Bunny with their manicure.
Yeah, these acrylic nails aren't really that great for a lot of things. But they look amazing. And I could probably claw your eyes out.
But no, what I really hate about the teaspoons that we have is that they're not, like, connected. You know what I mean?
The ones that I had were connected at one point, but I think I lost a little thingy because I don't like when they're connected. Because then I feel like I get them all dirty. And I only want to wash one.
Well, sure. If you're only using the one, that makes sense. But if you're using multiple, you might as well just have them all on a ring.
I mean,
it just makes things easier. And then you just don't have to worry about where everything is. You know what would be really cool is if there was like a tool belt that just had like all your things on it. And you just like, pow, bing, bang, boop, bop, get it. And that's what you did. Yeah.
All right, we're adding a 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon, ground, and ginger. Also cinnamon. Ground. I fucking love adding cinnamon to shit. I always want to add more because it smells
good. Now, was
good.
That a level teaspoon or a heaping teaspoon? Because I saw a little bit of a heaping teaspoon.
I just put it in and I throw it.
Yeah, it's a heaping teaspoon.
Usually heaping. I don't usually like...
It ain't level.
Measure them out. Except for like flour. That's the only thing that like...
Sure. Well, that makes more sense because that's important. But like spices... Who cares if it's a little spicier? Spices,
it's all about what's in your heart.
Mom, you know? Yeah, do it with love. It's just like garlic. It's just like that lady from TikTok. Garlic is like, you measure it with love. That's your business. You know what I mean?
Right. And I'm just going to put this in there because that's my business. Tabitha.
Yeah, Tabitha. I love her.
Shout out to Tabitha. All right. And I'm adding 1/2 stick of butter, which is 4 tablespoons of softened butter.
Now,
supposed to be softened or melted? It's supposed to be melted.
Well, melt it.
Hold, please.
Well, wait. Get that out of there. That paper. I can tell you a story about this butter. So this butter was given to me by a shipped person. And now this shipped person messed up my order when I ordered all this stuff for everybody for this episode. And instead of like, because I had regular butter, I was just like getting another thing of butter because I use butter. Because who doesn't use butter? And so this lady, she... completely doesn't bring bread. She completely doesn't bring like another, like two other bags of things that I needed, that I wanted. And then she brings me a bag of like smushed green beans and then this mm-hmm. extra fucking thing of butter.
Fancy butter. Nice butter.
It's Tillamook. And that is from like Oregon. It is fancy butter.
I think it's Wisconsin.
Tillamook?
Yeah.
Is it?
I think so. One of my coworkers has a Tillamook
Hey, sweater. Google. Where's Tillamook from?
Here is some information from the web that might possibly help. Oregon. On the website,
Tillamook.com. The microwave is on in the background, so if you hear a little buzz, that's me and my microwaving. It's in my butthole.
Oh, microwave.
Oh my god, butthole microwave.
Like it's bubbling like immediately. That.
Yeah, it's pretty much ready. So yeah, Tillamook... Definitely from Oregon. Also, our Google Home is absolutely a British lady because why the fuck not? Because the other guy was sounding a little stagnant. He was being a little weird. I was a little upset with him. Tillamook makes really good cheese too if you're ever in the market to try any cheese out.
That's why I thought it was Wisconsin because they were talking about cheese. I thought it was fully Wisconsin.
No, not everything's from Wisconsin. Tillamook also makes really good ice cream, and they have like a Marionberry ice cream that's only sold at the fancy rich white people grocery store here in town.
Like a Lund's?
No, Kowalski is even worse than Lund's.
They're not the same.
They are not.
They feel like they're the same.
They are not the same. They are much worse. But like Marionberry is really tasty. So it looks like we got our butter.
What's a Marionberry?
It's kind of like a tree berry.
Is it different from a lingonberry? Well, obviously it is.
Definitely. Like... anyway, it doesn't matter.
Ooh, this is hot. Ooh, that's hot.
Melted butter has been added to the pot.
1/2 stick, and we're just going to cream that shit.
Okay.
Mix thoroughly, and then we're going to add our milk.
We'll be right back. So, thanks for holding. Hope you like our hold music, our grocery store hold music. While we were on break, I got this fabulous text message from a good friend, Tawdry, a fabulous friend I have in Iowa.
Ooh.
And he sent me a meme of Inside Edition flashback. It's a picture of Jeffrey fucking Dahmer. And it says, "No one's going to tell me how many people I can have for Thanksgiving." Wow. Oh, well, holiday edition.
Isn't Jeffrey Dahmer supposed to be hot?
He is. Look at him. He's kind of hot.
He fully looks like a serial killer.
Yeah, but if he had like better glasses and like cut his hair in like a normal style right now.
So if he looked completely different.
Well, he was like 6 foot. That was hot back in the day.
I suppose that's true.
In the early 90s. But like.
So everybody just walked.
If he cut his hair in like a, you know, like a fuckboy haircut and he had like stylish glasses or contacts, and he put a bunch of tattoos on, and he was wearing black skinnies.
And maybe he changed his hair. He probably could have kept those hideous glasses and would have been totally fine. That's like, he's like on the verge of like modern day hipster.
Well, right. This is modern name. Yeah, this is pretty much modern name modern day hipster.
He needs a beanie. If he had a beanie on with that mullet, already there.
Yeah, and he's like 6 foot tall, built.
Probably very charming.
Oh,
you'd have to be a murderer.
He was a psychopath. I just listened to a whole podcast about him. Someday we'll talk about serial killers on this podcast. It won't be in depth like they do on every other podcast, but I just like listened to all these details and I was like, I didn't want to know that. He killed like 20 fucking people or 27 people or some crazy amount. And they were all these gay men that he would bring back to his apartment or bring back to his grandmother's house where he was living. And then he would like choke them to death or like, and he would roofie them. And then he would like kill them and then chop them up. And he eventually started like, he saved body parts. Like he would save their head. And then he would save
like his favorite parts.
Then their penis. And then he would eventually he started eating them.
Oh, why? Oh.
And like masturbating to like biceps. Like he would like have like this dismembered bicep and like just jerking off into it. And then when he had all these heads and all this stuff, all these bones, all these bodies or whatever. And when he was found, they found all these bones. And what he said, he was like, yo, I was saving those. I was going to make a throne for myself.
Wow.
So I could feel at home. I think, yeah, he's nuts.
And this is Serial Killer Corner with David.
Anyway, what's next on the docket?
Moral of the story is never trust a gay.
Never trust a hoe.
That's okay.
Never
you
trust a hoe.
You know how many times
I
could have been murdered in my lifetime? So many.
You have been already.
This yeah, is I've just died a lot of times.
So, back to the pie.
Next, we're going
sugar,
to be adding...
butter.
Milk.
Flour.
We're adding milk. But it's not real milk. It's heavy cream and water because we didn't buy milk because none of us drink...
All of us, including the cats, don't drink milk.
Yeah, none of us drink milk.
I drink heavy cream in my coffee, but that's only because it just makes the coffee taste better. And I think I need to start switching to like almond milk stuff because I don't really need it. I don't really want it.
But it's good. Heavy cream is supposedly a pretty good like coffee additive. I would not know because lactose.
The second they looked at it wrong, it would kill them.
Most likely. Yeah, I had to put this into a bowl, and I was like, oh, that's disgusting.
Creamy goodness.
Creamy goodness.
I'm all Greg!
I'm all Greg!
Oh, and we're mixing again. We'll be right back. All right, well, we're back from mixing. Everything's mixed.
Yes.
And now we're going to move on to the pie crust.
Yeah.
And if you can't summon the flames of hell directly, store-bought is fine. Just like these pie crusts.
We went with store-bought.
Because we're dumb and we're lazy. And
it's so much easier to do store-bought crust. It's fine. But even so, this is like still like crust. I'm struggling so hard right now.
Well.
What the fuck?
Crust.
Can I have it, please?
It looks like a giant condom over a peen.
If your peen wore an egg roll, sure.
There are scissors right in front of you.
I was expecting to just slide out, but it's like dough.
Oh, so yeah. It's like a little tacky.
Yeah.
Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes made of ticky-tacky.
What the fuck?
It's from fucking Weeds, one of the best shows ever.
Oh, no. This is like just like a tube of dough.
Well, it's more like a dough roll up.
A dole up.
A dole up.
A Rachel Dolezal.
We don't speak that name in this house. I need you to apologize to the cats.
I apologize. So this is like a rolled up piece of dough, and what my mom and I usually do is we just literally buy like the dough already like stretched on a tin.
Oh, thing. Yeah, like those foil tins or whatever.
Yeah.
My grandma was doing that for a long time, and she used to make her own pie crusts, and when she did that, it was amazing.
I made this recipe once with my own pie crust, and it was the coolest experience of my life. Shut the fuck up, dude.
Miles, this is not your podcast. Well, I have him, and I'm like, wah.
Miles, this is your moment.
Stupid bitch.
Okay, that was difficult, but it's done.
Yeah, okay, cool. It doesn't have to be pretty. We don't need to be pretty.
It's done.
You can optionally flute the edges if you like.
Yeah, I think my pipe plate's a little too big.
That's fine. We don't need to flute any edges. We're not those guys.
I was so excited to like flute these edges. I was like, oh my God, we're going to flute these fucking edges. They're going to be fucking laid. Edges laid, slicked back.
All right. And so what's the next step, bunny?
You're going to pour your shit into your crust. So your mixture that you mix, just pour it in to whatever your heart desires. This recipe actually does make two pies. So make sure you have two crusts or half your recipe.
And you know, since we can't go home for Thanksgiving this year, you might as well make two pies so you can just get fat and sassy.
All by yourself. Fully.
All by yourself. And don't forget the box of wine you drink with it.
Oh my God.
Looks good.
Is this like a deep dish fucking
pie pan? Yeah, probably.
Oh my God.
That's great though. It's going to have like that crust that like goes up and over. It's going to look so cool. Well, we have the pie crust filled. What's our next step, bunny?
Pie crust filled, and then put it in your preheated oven. And you're going to bake it for 40 to 45 minutes. You're going to check to make sure that your crust doesn't burn. It should set, so it shouldn't be jiggly.
Jiggly puff.
Jiggly. Yeah, we're going to put it in the oven, and we're going to hang out for a couple minutes, and we'll be back with you.
We're going to take a break while it's in the oven, and then we'll come back with, you know, the verdict at the end of the podcast. We might come back while it's baking and talk a little bit more about holidays, so stay tuned. Welcome back to the podcast, fuckos.
Oh my God, hi, it's me.
The pie is baking, in case you're wondering. So in we're still oven. We're baked now. I'm just kidding, we're not.
We're not.
I wish we were, but we're not. But we're still drinking wine, because you know what? In wine, when there's time, there's wine.
There's always time for a cocktail.
My God.
I never made this pie with bourbon before. I'm excited to see what it tastes like.
Probably better.
Probably. But all the alcohol's going to kick out, so.
But the taste, it's all about the sabor.
Right, the sabor.
The sabor. So holiday baking. Oh my gosh, holidays. Cookies.
Yeah.
Pies. Crumbles. Oh my. Fruit cake.
Oh my God, crumbles.
Tell me more about it.
Have you ever made a fruit cake?
Yes.
Do fruit cakes ever actually taste good? I feel like they have this rep for being like trash.
Well, they're fermented, so you gotta like wait a couple weeks before you eat it because you're just soaking it in alcohol.
Oh, right.
And it tastes fine. I like it.
It tastes fine.
The fruit chunks, though, no. I just don't like the fruit chunks. Yeah, that sounds weird.
But that's why it's fruit cake.
Like the dried fruit is weird, but like I've had it and it was fine. It's not my favorite thing in the world.
Can you make it without dried fruit? Like with like fresh fruit? Could you marinate it in fruit juices instead of?
Probably not. So the whole point is like it sits for a long time in the alcohol. And so you need the dried fruit because it's already like preserved.
Oh, so it doesn't get like extra soggy.
Well, and it doesn't spoil.
Oh.
Because like real fruit would spoil.
Interesting.
The more you know.
Bloop. The more you know.
So, I mean, like breads, right? Like breads.
Breads.
My grandma, rest in peace. Thank grandma. Pieces or whatever.
Oh, my God.
She was cremated. It's fine. she would laugh a little bit. so, fully, she would make this cranberry bread at Christmas.
Okay.
Which was so tasty. It was like a spiced cranberry bread. It was a little loaf, and you'd have it with like decadent butter, and it was still warm. Not Tillamook. but you'd have like this little piece of cranberry bread, and it never rose a lot. It didn't rise like banana bread rises.
Sure.
It was probably like maybe 2 inches total.
Okay.
In height, so it really wasn't that big of a loaf, but. Yeah. You would have it like serve it a little warm with like melted, like so the butter melts into it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was the best thing in the world. Oh my God.
Do you have the recipe?
No.
Oh my God.
It was in a cookbook I didn't get.
Oh, who got it?
I don't know.
All right. Time to harass
your
family.
Time to kill my family. Well, they got rid of a lot of stuff too. So it probably actually went out the door.
Oh, RIP.
But I'm sure I can kind of recreate it eventually. And I don't remember if it was an experimental recipe that she had made
or if it was an actual recipe
she had followed.
Sure.
Because my grandma used to just throw things into a pot and make food, and it was great. And I gained some of that skill. Not all of it, but some of it.
Fully.
But that was one of my favorite breads. I like banana bread too.
I do love banana bread.
Banana bread is great. We should make banana bread soon.
We should.
But did you ever like breads? Breads. Did you ever do breads at the holidays in your family? Like baked bread, or did you just always get like pre-made rolls or something? Because we did that too, let me tell you.
We were very much into like already made rolls, pop those bitches into the oven, and like boom, you got them in 30 minutes.
Pop those bitches in the oven.
But woo! My mom discovered monkey bread one year.
Gross.
Which is basically like cinnamon pull apart bread. It's like kind of like gooey and caramely delicious. And it's
disgusting, it's but amazing.
Fucking lit. But they have pre-made ones that you can buy frozen.
Mm-hmm.
You toss them in the oven, you bring it out, and then you're ready. We used to do that for Christmas morning frequently.
Cute.
But actually, I know when I met this, no, but my ex-boyfriend, my college boyfriend and I actually found a recipe to make it from scratch with biscuits. So if you buy pre-packaged biscuits, you can cut them up and make your own sauce on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it works just the same. It was fucking great.
Oh yeah, I know how to make monkey bread is with the Pillsbury biscuit dough.
Yeah, you cut them up
and you make your own sauce out of whatever.
Yeah, because
you can do whatever. You can make a caramel, you can make a glaze.
You really could. Yeah,
you can throw pieces of fruit or spices in there. You can make a savory one, a cheesy, garlicky, savory one.
Oh, to make garlic pull apart
bread.
Yes.
I
didn't have that thought, and now I'm mad that I've never had that thought before.
Well, that's why I'm here, to give you those thoughts for you to forget. Your middle initial and your birthday.
How old am I?
Why are you upset that you're admitting that you did that with the ex?
Oh, I'm not. It's one of those weird things. You know how you have memories that are associated with certain people, and you're like, oh, I did this, but it was with that person. We don't talk about them.
Yep. I sure do.
Yep.
My That's grandma's funeral things. Is one of them. Boop, 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 boop. Speaking of my grandma, that's been a big hot topic this week, or this month, this year.
Hey, grandma.
This minute.
We're thinking about you.
What else did you do at the holidays? What was your typical Thanksgiving meal?
So for Thanksgiving, I prefer turkey, but my mom loved a ham.
I was a ham. I'm a ham. I can't do turkey because it just really doesn't sit with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I never ate meat. And then my grandma, she used to do a ham and a turkey.
I think we used to do a small turkey, so I was appeased.
Right.
But yeah, we always had a ham, and my mom loved to do weird recipes. Or just go find a new recipe for the ham that year. So she has one that's pecan something whatever. Maybe that was a turkey. I don't know. There was liquor in it.
There was meat. Well, there was liquor. There were nuts. Sounds like a gay bar. So it's your mom's fault that you like dick. Got it.
Looking at you, mother.
They say it's not the environment.
Nurture, 100%. Yeah. Ham was a big one. Ham, you always had rolls. You have to have rolls. And mac and cheese was always a staple too.
But I've heard that that's a black family thing.
Mac and cheese?
Yeah. At the black Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Day family dinner. Mac and cheese.
And it's always
is homemade. More important than the meat.
Yeah, you can't fuck with the mac and cheese. You have the one aunt who cooks the mac and cheese the best, and she always brings the mac and cheese, and nobody asks questions about it. It's just what's there. It's expected. Yeah.
What else?
Mac and cheese. We never really did green bean casserole growing up. I know Phoenix family does that. She loves green bean casserole. So when we did our Thanksgiving, we always made a little green bean casserole for her.
Yeah.
What else did we have? Oh, when we did have stuffing or dressing, depending on where you come from.
Yeah.
We always bought that canned cranberry sauce.
Oh, yeah.
It's
always the canned cranberry sauce.
It's always the canned
cranberry sauce. You never make your own. And if you make your own, you're extra as fuck and you're probably white and you're probably rich.
That's 100% fucking facts. I've experienced it firsthand. And the sauce was fucking fire. It was fucking fire. It was delicious. But she made it from scratch. I was like, what is this? She's like, it's cranberry sauce. I was like, there's no can?
There's no ridges?
Yeah,
because you got the slice ridges it up.
You know how to slice it exactly. I love that part about Thanksgiving.
We never sliced it up. We always just mushed it up and put it in a bowl.
Oh, yeah. We used to slice it so you fold it over very artfully. And then you took it off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. My grandma was very much we're going to make it look like I made this.
Yes, come on. Put and take out into a separate bowl. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It was always a fancy bowl that we used for the cranberry sauce.
Yeah. Every presentation year. Is everything.
Any other family things?
No, not that I can think of. I was only there for like the mac and cheese and the bread and the meat.
Mac and cheese and meat. So
yeah,
what
about you?
We did turkey usually, but I didn't eat that because Avi.
Turkey and ham or?
And or ham. Always mashed potatoes.
Oh my God, yeah.
Always. And they were lumpy and wonderful because you can't have, like, silky smooth, I can see why. But lumpy just like adds a surprise, and it's like, just great because you get this like really tender potato that's not quite as cooked as the rest of the mushy part. But you're like, oh, that's so good.
Right. That texture. It's
and the way my grandma seasoned it. I don't even know. I can't. I've tried for years and I cannot replicate it. It's very depressing.
We're just going to have a mashed potatoes week where we just eat mashed potatoes straight until we figure it out.
Fully.
I'm 100% here for this.
Fully. But I know that she used russet potatoes.
Okay.
And at Christmas, we would use red potatoes, but that's a different part.
I love a red potato. My potato. Oh, my God.
But we would always have that. We would always have the mushed up canned cranberry sauce.
Right.
We always had like green bean casserole.
Okay.
We always had a salad of some sort.
Oh, okay. Like we never had salad.
Yeah, it was always just like a iceberg lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and like dressing kind of sitch.
Something.
It was really refreshing. You know,
something green.
Old country buffet.
Sure. Shout out.
And then what else? Yes, bread. We always had rolls.
Bread.
Bread. And when I was really young, I remember my grandma making bread.
Mm-hmm.
Like she used to make bread. Make it with her hands.
My grandma makes bread from scratch too, and it's like the best rolls of my life.
But I mean, like by the time I was like five, her hands were too old to make it. So she eventually got bread makers, but that really isn't the same.
I would love a bread maker. For no reason.
Yeah, but I feel like my hands are good enough where I want to make bread. Yeah. We should make bread.
I have a recipe for that makes some pretty lit rolls. When it's done correctly, the rolls are light and fluffy, and it gets a nice honey butter glaze on it, bitch. Yeah.
There's always a gravy, too, and I don't like gravy.
I never made gravy. We don't... We used to make gravy from a packet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was pretty much it for Thanksgiving. Oh, and then obviously pumpkin pie.
Very standard, yep.
Pumpkin pie. Classic. My grandma made the best pumpkin pie. I don't even know what she fucking did, but I know that her pumpkin pie, like some pumpkin pie calls for like milk or whatever. Her pumpkin pie was like condensed milk.
Oh, bitch, yes. Sweetened, also
it
creamy.
It was so sweet. It was so creamy. It was. Yeah. She always like did heaping teaspoons of like the cinnamon, ginger, and then I know she would put nutmeg in it. Yep. And she made her, like, she didn't do like the pumpkin pie spice like that you'd buy at Target.
Mm-hmm.
She would do definitely the she would make it herself, so like the allspice, clove, ginger, cinnamon, and I said the other thing already, but it's fine
because then you can like tailor it specifically. It's like, oh, I actually really like cloves, so I want extra clove in it.
Yep. And that's, it was always lit. Nutmeggy and clovey more than cinnamon, ginger, and allspice.
Yeah.
So good. Bitch. So good.
That sounds great.
My grandma also used to make her own pie crusts.
Yeah.
And it was always super flaky and buttery and happy. Yes. But yeah, that was Thanksgiving. So what about Christmas for you? What was the Christmas meal? Or like the December holiday meal, whatever you celebrate. I guess I don't know if you do Christmas. I know you do Christmas. I've known you long enough where you do Christmas.
My family does Christmas. I feel when I'm by myself, I don't usually celebrate Christmas, so to speak. I like to be with people that I like. But there isn't a lot of gift exchange. Last year I went home for Christmas and we did a little gift exchange, which was nice. Mm-hmm. But like now I'm old. I'm like, I don't know what I want, and I also don't have any money to buy you things that you want. So here I am.
Just gonna drink wine and be sad. Like that's what we should do. We should just get super shit faced on wine.
Should we day drink Christmas away? Can we just rewatch the same like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer claymation movie?
Please. Sure. Come. We can watch like I'm Mr. Heat Miser. So Bunny just did their hair. So this is a really fun fact. Fun fact, Bunny did their hair and they got all silver braids in their hair.
I'm ready.
So check out their social medias because I'm sure they'll post a picture sometime. Eventually, but they are fully like the what is it? I'm Mr.
Oh, the cold guy.
Hang on. Please hold.
Snow Miser?
It was Snow Miser. Fucking Christ. So I'm Mr. Snow Miser. I'm Mr. Frost or cold or ice or whatever.
And the other guy was Heat Miser?
And Heat Miser.
Were they brothers?
Yeah.
Ugh, gross.
It was such a good thing. There was the Abominable Snowman.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Abominable Snowman from Rudolph?
I do.
Oh.
Wait, that's the same one with like the little elf who wanted to be a dentist.
Yeah, and it was, yes.
I loved him.
Oh, he was fully a homosexual.
But like, that's the only Christmas thing that
wants
I'm like
to be
into
a dental
it.
Hygienist, except a gay elf.
Right. He's like, I'm looking for that cash money, baby.
I need a condo overviewing the snow.
It
tundra.
Has to have a minimum of 2 poles or no dice.
And it has to be bigger than Santa Claus.
Yeah.
But Christmas dinner. What did you eat?
It's pretty much the same. Like, you have a meat. I think we would probably do a small turkey for Thanksgiving, but we definitely did a Christmas ham. Mashed potatoes on occasion. Always have to have rolls. Always macaroni and cheese. For Thanksgiving, we did like yams. So candied glazed yams,
yes.
Which I fucking love. Like that and some bread. Some turkey, bitch. I'm literally dying right now. But we didn't do EMs for Christmas. I don't think we did stuffing either. It's basically the same holiday as food wise for us.
Same. It was pretty much the same.
Yeah.
We did ham. We always did a ham.
Right.
We never did a turkey on Christmas. But right. We would do ham, and my grandma would do like the ham with the pineapples stuck in it and like the maraschino cherries and stuff. And
yeah.
It was so juicy, so tasty, so wonderful. I would always sneak the pineapple off of it because I'm fully a ham and pineapple pizza person. Love it. Sue me. Don't listen to this podcast anymore. Fuck you. We're done.
Please listen to the podcast. I do like pineapple, but I don't like it on pizza. Warm pineapple is weird, but like with ham, it's like slightly less weird.
Sure.
I don't know why.
So my grandmother would make sweet potatoes, like mashed sweet potatoes for Christmas with just salt, pepper, and butter.
So, like, mashed potatoes, but just, like, sweet potatoes instead?
Uh-huh. That was so good. Because, like, we don't do, like, the candied stuff or, like, the stuff with the marshmallows on top.
If you put marshmallows on top of candied yams, I will fully stab you in your
neck.
That's a fully thing. I don't get it. Which is why, fun fact, this recipe actually has a recipe for meringue that you can put on top.
Mm-hmm.
We've never made it. Not once.
Yeah. Meringue is for lemon meringue pie. And maybe like key lime meringue pie or something. That'd be great.
Sure.
Or like meringue. Or like meringues. Meringues are great. But they need to be not with like a potato pie or like a squash pie.
Like, I guess I get it, but like, I'm not here for it.
Right.
But yeah.
But it was always like the bread, the salad, the, you know, we even did like cranberry sauce at Christmas too, because it's so tasty.
Yeah.
But instead of pumpkin pie, we never did pumpkin pie, obviously, but we did like pecan pie.
Okay.
Pecan pie. It was my aunt's
favorite.
Peas
in a can pie.
Super tasty. And more often than not, it was pretty simple like that for like the dinner part. But like, my grandma would also make the bombest charcuterie board.
Charcuterie board. Wow.
She would have like 6 different types of cheese, some soft, some hard. She would have a ton of different types of crackers, a bunch of summer sausage. And I can't remember what the company was like. It doesn't even matter. Remember those like Christmas boxes that people would give people that were like, oh, here's like 6 things of like summer sausage and some cheese.
Oh, sure. Like a little basket.
Yeah. Like it's a little basket or whatever, but like they're coming boxes or they come in baskets or these like huge, crazy things with jams, jellies. Like it was build your own charcuterie. And it was so big in the 90s.
Literally. Yeah.
She would order all her meat and cheese from them.
Okay.
And like, the crackers were insane. Everything was just so good. Like, and all those little jars of like spicy honey or like jalapeno jam or like whatever. It was just so cool. And then we would always have, and I know you're going to hate this, but but we would always have like a bowl of black olives.
Why?
Just a bowl of black olives.
For what?
For yum. I don't know, because black olives are good.
Yeah, sure.
What about holiday baking? So like, my grandma also used to do cookies.
Cookies.
Did y'all ever do cookies?
We weren't really a baking family.
Because I can just keep talking.
Yeah, we weren't really a baking family. Like, I
somehow I got the baking gene. My grandma's an excellent cook. She can cook, she can bake things, and it's always good. I don't know what the fuck she does. She's probably a witch. Fully.
Probably
a witch. But like, she has this homemade roll bread, this homemade dinner roll recipe, which I think I might have mentioned already. But like, this is a recipe that my grandma made, and when I graduated from high school, I was like, the only thing I want is my own pan of these rolls, and that's literally all I want you to bring for me. If you have to bring me anything, I want it to be rolls. And she did, and I ate the whole fucking pan, and I did not have to share, and that was what I wanted. Mm. But I learned to make the recipe, and I'm the only other person that has tried to make this recipe, and it succeeded. My mom's like, how do you make this? And it's like the same. I was like, I don't know. I just did it. It worked. I've made it since then, and it hasn't turned out great every time. But historically, I can make rolls from scratch. But yeah, like those
rolls. It was one time, David.
It was a lot of times in high school, but when I went to college, I fucked it up. I don't know what happened. But like those rolls, we always did that. So that's like baking. But cookies, we didn't really do cookies. We weren't really like a dessert people, unless it was like a pie. We'd buy like, mom made the sweet potato pie. We might buy like an apple pie from the store. I think my mom liked pecan pie, but we never made a pecan pie.
Never?
Never. I tried to make like a pumpkin pecan hybrid.
So you're calling them pecans, but I'm like pecan.
It depends on when you say it, where it appears in the sentence.
Yeah. I'm definitely more of a hick, I guess.
A pecan?
A pecan pie.
It's pecan? Yeah.
A Minnesota hick? I mean, a sort of hick, don't you know, with that
actually,
pecan
I think
pie.
It might just always be pecan. I don't know if I've ever said pecan. Pecan.
A pecan? I think I say pecan because I like to make fun of Paula Deen when she makes her pecan pie.
Peas in a can.
So you know where Shakopee is in Minnesota?
Yes. Yes? Yes.
So my aunt and I used to have to drive to St. Petersburg or like near Mankato a lot when I was in high school. And we would, my aunt and I were like really good friends. Like we were like besties in high school because we were both angry. But and we still are, but it's fine. But we used to drive through and we saw Shakopee as like a name for a town. But we were like, what the fuck town is that? Shakopee? Is that where Paula Deen keeps her pecans in her shack of pee?
Oh my fucking God.
And that was our joke. It was fun.
Her Shakopee.
Shakopee.
Shakopee cans.
Yeah. 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 So speaking of baking goods, oh my God. Oh, honey, where do I begin?
Because apparently your grandma was a baker.
Oh, honey. My grandma was everything. She was a kitchen witch.
You are everything.
So where do I begin? Sugar cookies.
Okay.
We would make sugar cookies at least three times throughout December. Decorate them.
Oh, really?
She had like, I don't know, like 100 fucking cookie cutters.
Yes.
And we made like
we never make
Christmas
cookies for
trees,
cookie cutters.
Gingerbread people. Well, we use the gingerbread people for the sugar cookies too because we made sugar cookie people.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know, she had wreaths. She had stars. She had this. A cross. Oh, it was a religion. So a cross.
I love that.
There's a lot. We did a lot. We also used to do gingerbread, and that was my favorite to make because I loved molasses. Molasses
like,
is the best.
By itself?
No, I just loved like cooking with molasses and like measuring it out and watching it go so slow. Also, because there's that saying that's like, you're going about as slow as molasses in January. And I was born in January, so.
Hey.
But that was I love gingerbread. Oh,
I do like
and
gingerbread
is in this cookie book that I have. And I know we talked about that. We brought this up last Barefoot Bunny featuring David. But I have this cookie book and it's a Betty Crocker cookie book. It says it's a complete collection for all occasions for every taste. And I used to love taking this book and just like looking at all the pictures and being like, oh, I want to make that. I want to make that. We also used to make those, you know, when you like dye part of like, it's like a shortbread, but like you would dye part of it red and you twist them up and make candy cane cookies.
Oh, I fully thought they just and added like, something like on top of that.
No.
Oh,
no,
bitch.
There's so much.
I didn't realize.
But yeah, this book is from 1976.
Holy balls. That's older than my parents.
And she said, Dear Eric, I hope you get as much enjoyment out of this book as I have. Happy banking. Love, Grandma, 2009.
Ah, that's so precious.
But yeah, she has so much in this.
This book is hella old, y'all.
It's so dirty too, because she would just cook with it, like
right.
On the counter.
So like everything, like whatever. Yeah. That's how you know it's used and loved.
But like these.
These
are all they're Spritz cookies. Oh, Spritz cookies. Oh, honey, Spritz cookies.
What the fuck is that?
A Spritz cookie are these little guys right here.
It's like a sugar cookie.
It's kind of like sugar cookie. They're a little like more crumbly than sugar cookies. There's okay. Something that's missing. I don't know exactly what it is. I have to compare the recipes. But they come through you get this like stamper. Well, you put the dough in this like tube thing, and you like have it like a gun. It's kind of like a.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and then you like it like cuts off or whatever in these. Fun shapes.
Ooh, that's cool.
But like even like these, like the chocolate crinkle cookies we would make.
Oh yeah.
Snickerdoodles. This is my snickerdoodle recipe.
I love snickerdoodles.
I always wanted to make these peanut butter fingers, but no. Lemon pressed cookies.
Bitch.
Try those. These are the candy cane cookies I was talking about.
What?
These? The candy cane cookies?
Oh.
My grandma's peanut butter cookies recipe comes from this as well. And she, you can see that she's written different quantities and stuff in here. And like, she's adapted these recipes.
That's how you know, like, that's a real cook. Like, people who like make notes and cookbooks are like, I don't like that, but this is what I would change. And then they do it. I've never gotten that accomplished.
But these are some of my favorite pictures from it.
Those are pretty. Oh my God, that's a rocking horse.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So cookies are wild.
Yeah, I've never been good at making cookies.
Well, that's enough talking about baking. We will talk about our advice right now and then come back at you after advice with our ending along with the taste test of our sweet potato pie. Thanks for another episode of Barefoot Bunny.
This has been so fun. Thank you for having me.
What else do you want us to bake? Email us at nysmpod@gmail.com.
Oh, hell yeah. Also tweet at us at nysmpod on Twitter.
Yeah. Give us some ideas. We would love to continue this series.
I will literally bake anything.
Yeah. If it's a once a month thing, great. That's one less thing we have to come up with every month. Love that journey. So here's our advice of the week. Advice. Any tips on preventing razor rash and ingrown hairs?
Don't shave.
Yeah, that's my thing. Don't shave.
Au
naturel.
That's
hydration.
Like, sure.
Making sure your razors are sharp, because yeah. A lot of the time, like what ingrown hairs end up to be is like little pieces that get all jaggedy and they like grow weird because you like push them in a weird spot when you like cut the rest of the hair off, and then they try to grow like sideways in the skin.
Right.
Because a dull razor tried to take them out, but they didn't get all the way out. And the same with razor rash.
Like having a sharp dull, razor?
Yes. Having a sharp razor will help.
I think the direction in which you shave also helps supposedly with that. And the method of shaving. So if you do like a bunch of quick strokes, that's supposedly not good, I think.
Right.
And so you should do like longer strokes.
Smooth, even, pressured strokes.
So like it's less chance of like being abrasive on your skin.
Sure.
Moisturizing your hair also.
Oh, totally.
A good way
moisturizing
to
your skin.
From. Yeah.
Also like soap. Don't be afraid to use like the soap.
Oh yeah.
Just the shaving cream. Soap or the Absolutely. Shaving cream. That's what I meant. It's not soap.
Soap. What is
Although
soap?
It cleans like soap.
I mean, it lathers. It's like good soap.
It lathers. Oh.
Lathers.
You know what else lathers?
This dick. I don't know. What?
Shampoo. I was going to say something really nasty, but I chose not to.
Shampoo.
But yeah, don't use shampoo. It's probably not a good idea.
I don't really shave anymore. I do like trims. Mm-hmm. And I don't even take like an actual razor to my skin anymore, because when I do trim it all off, or when I shave it all off, I get ingrown hairs like mad, and I let my beard grow out to like soothe it, because the longer it grows, the less it itches.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's important because that's important to like let the hair follicles just do their thing for a while.
Yeah.
Between shaves, because if you're shaving like all the time, those poor hair follicles are just trying to exist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think young men especially on their face have a lot of issues with ingrown hairs when they're shaving. Or young male-bodied people, because when they're when they're shaving, you know, like they're trying to do it all the time because they want to,
mm-hmm.
And that impedes, like, the hair from naturally getting to where it's supposed to be. So, yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, shaving is so weird and so wild. You never know what you're going to get. And I think just investing in really good materials, like the lather or, like, the razor lather is really important. The
equipment, yeah.
So that's our advice on that.
Good luck shaving.
Good luck shaving.
Have a professional do it. That's also kind of, like, nice.
Oh, my God. It's
I don't know
so
if it helps at all. I had a professional shave once, and I think I still got...
What if the professional was Sweeney Todd, and he slits my throat?
Better for us.
Oh, my God. He slits my throat.
David has a fantasy of being murdered.
Yes. not really, though, but kind of.
A little asphyxiation.
Do we have any podcast news? Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Hope you're celebrating safely. Wearing a fucking mask. Hope you're... eating, you know, your microwave turkey dinner at home and being on Zoom with your family instead of being in person with them, because that's illegal.
Right.
It's not illegal, but it's frowned upon.
We want to see our families, but we don't want to have big gatherings. So act responsibly. That's it.
Drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly.
But if you're going to be like me, I'm going to be drunk on Thanksgiving the entire day.
It's the holidays. Stop.
And that's the timer for the pie. We're going to... take a quick break here in a second and then come back with our ending. But just so you're aware, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Where?
At NYSMPOD.
You can also email us questions, concerns, things you want us to talk about, all that jazz at NYSMPOD@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can also DM us directly.
DM us directly. Huh?
Dick pics only, thanks. And only dick pics that are 75 inches or above, because I'm a scientist now. I'm not, actually.
That's all we want for the holidays.
Small dick energy for the holidays. Boo, boo, boo. Where is small dick energy in the world? That's huge.
Have you looked at the news?
Have you looked at men in their trucks?
Every white man in, as a CEO position? Like, what are we talking
about? Not every white man in a CEO
everyone,
position.
But like so many of
but
them.
But the ones who don't pay their employees enough, definitely.
Right. Jeff Bezos, we're looking at you.
Elon Musk. He probably has an innie and not an outie.
You know what? He has a baby, so he has some kind of dick energy.
Yeah, but Grimes can grind on anything. Let's be honest.
She's like, this is mine.
Yeah, she's like, this nubbin. Oh, yeah, this nubbin. All right, well, we're going to be back with pie. All right, nothings. We're back. The pie is cool.
It's done.
So is our vaginas.
But you can make it hot.
But you can make it hot. You can make it hotter if you
want.
By
telling us what else you want us to bake or asking us a question at NYSMPOD on Twitter.
All right. So here we are trying Mama Katie's. Fucking sweet potato pie. Here we go.
Cheers, bitch.
Cheers, bitch. Mmm, creamy.
It's not as sweet as I think it usually is, but actually, I really like this.
Wow, you can taste the bourbon and vanilla. It's full. It's full-bodied. I think the bourbon is always going to have to be in your recipe from now on.
This is really good. I think they also
look it's still cream. Warm, obvi. You don't want to serve it like as hot as we're serving it right now, but we're like, we're trying to come to you quickly.
Yes. I would recommend warm piece of pie, you know, a couple of seconds in the microwave, put some cold turkey, lit.
Absolutely not. You smother this with fucking whipped cream. Ah! It's just as good as pumpkin pie. Don't ever discount sweet potato pie. It's tasty.
This is great. Wow.
Wow. Well, that's it. That's been our Barefoot Bunny featuring David, holiday edition.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for milking us with your teats.
Thanks for nourishing us, nourishing our bodies. What is body milk if not milk
for our bodies? So this brings us to the end of our episode. And as we end every episode every week, what you been tweeting?
What you been tweeting?
Bitch.
My tweet this week is, do go to therapy. Do not do your makeup and then go cry in therapy. This affects up for you.
I remember that day.
I did too. What's your tweet, asshole?
I rarely update my Instagram stories. The fuck am I do with fleets?
Oh my God, fleets.
Fleets. We didn't even talk about fleets.
Those. Yeah. Maybe next time.
Or maybe never.
Maybe never.
Maybe not. Maybe Jesus, you just won't. Christ. Well, until next time, nothings.
It's been real. Keep it Gucci.
Have a happy holiday, and
Gucci
we'll talk
gang,
to you.
Gucci gang.
We'll talk to you another time.
Oh, goodbye.
Where are you? I'm gonna fucking find you. I'm gonna spit in your left shoe, you motherfucking fucko.
Turn your location on.
I'm gonna spit in your left pie, bitch.
You're a liar.